3 weeks out from Hurricane Matthew, what's the latest on the relief effort? I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Today we'll share ways the church can come around Haiti post-hurricane. It won't be a quick fix. Then there's a battle against mosquitoes in India, and the outcome directly affects kids. Mission Network News, the Great Commission, behind today's headlines. Well, it's been 3 weeks since Hurricane Matthew battered the southern part of Haiti, and restoration is going to require more than a Band-Aid fix. Mission Aviation Fellowship is flying ministries and organizations bringing aid to southern Haiti. In the process, David Carwell with MAF in Haiti says they're getting a big picture of Hurricane Matthew relief.
One group we fly for regularly, they are supporting 23 churches and schools. They found out that 20 of those are severely damaged or destroyed.
Now more than ever, they need the church to rally around Haiti.
We're stretched. Our team is stretched, and we'd love to have another airplane. Another Cessna Caravan would be the ideal plane for us to use. And any pilots or mechanics or accountants, finance people, that would be very helpful to have on our team as well.
Learn how you can get involved at missionnews.org. Carwell says ultimately they want to see God's kingdom furthered in Haiti.
We'd ask you to pray for our team just that we can really support the work of the church. And I would ask you to pray for the spiritual needs of Haiti. We would like to see that this relief efforts would really demonstrate the love of Christ to the community, and they would see that it's the church that's responding and that people would turn to Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Now we'll share another way to help Haiti as we introduce an old friend to you. World Gospel Mission has been around for over 100 years, and though their methods and strategies for work may have changed over time, their mission has remained the same. World Gospel's Christy Crisp says,
"The call of the Great Commission is still something that we feel is at the heart and soul of what we do, and we feel that all believers are called to be active in the Great Commission, whether that's where they currently are or whether or not they serve overseas in some capacity."
World Gospel Mission works on many fronts, one of which is media. In Haiti, the radio network Radio Lumiere shares the gospel. Paul Schingeldecker of World Gospel says hurricane damage not only took out most of the stations, but it devastated workers and their communities.
The need is so tremendous. I mean, you've got hundreds of thousands of people without drinking water, without food, without even a place to get out of the sun or to hide from the rain. It's just mind-boggling. And yet, we have to start someplace.
They're working to get these stations up and running again, not only to spread information, but also the message of hope. If you'd like to help with this and humanitarian relief, just head to missionnews.org. Finally, Bibles for the World believes one way to change a nation is through Christian education and sharing the gospel. But the ministry also cares for the people's physical health, too. And there's a little threatening insect that needs stopping, the mosquito. Bibles for the World's Jeff McClendon explains.
We have about 10,000 children that are in the schools that Bibles for the World has founded and runs in the northeastern part of India. And those children are at great risk from mosquito-borne diseases. And so we've launched a little bit of a campaign here to try and provide for those children and their families, mosquito nets, which is one of the best protections against these mosquito-borne diseases like Zika, malaria, and in particular, dengue fever and Japanese encephalitis.
And here's how you can help protect these people.
Go to our website and you'll see information there about this mosquito project. And once again, it's only $12 to provide a net that is going to help protect a family and particularly that family's young children from mosquito-borne disease.
And of course, you can find more details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Ruchunda Padidi. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.